Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
So picture this. You're in federal court, day 22 of what's shaping up to be the trial of the decade, and the prosecution's star witness just finished 6 days of testimony by hugging both the prosecutor and the defense attorney before shooting daggers at Sean Combs. I mean, when was the last time you saw someone exit a witness stand like they're leaving a really awkward family reunion where Uncle Larry got arrested? This is where we are with the Diddy trial. And honestly, it just keeps getting wilder. Let me paint you the scene from today because Jane, and we're calling her Jane because that's what the court's calling her, just delivered what might be the nail in the coffin for Mr. Bad Boy for life. After 6 grueling days on the stand, she drops this bombshell. Combs allegedly sent text messages to male escorts telling them to persuade her to participate in what he charmingly called hotel nights. And here's the kicker. Jane had never seen these messages before. She's sitting there thinking she's making choices. Meanwhile, Diddy's allegedly running a whole group chat with escorts about how to get her to comply. It's like finding out your partner's been coaching the waiter on how to convince you to order the fish when you're allergic to seafood. The morning kicks off with defense attorney Tenney trying to make Jane look like the aggressor. She's asking about this June 2024 fight where Jane allegedly slammed Combs' head into a counter. And Jane's sitting there having to explain that, yeah, there was violence, but guess what happened after? Combs allegedly forced her to perform oral sex on a male escort named Anton. Because nothing says conflict resolution quite like forced sexual encounters with hired help, right? The pattern here is so disturbing it makes your skin crawl. Violence followed by coerced sex, rinse, and repeat. But here's where it gets really dark. When prosecutor Maureen Comey asked Jane why she kept participating, Jane says something that should haunt everyone in that courtroom. No, I was putting on a show. She's talking about whether she got any physical pleasure from these encounters. Imagine having to perform enthusiasm for something you're being forced to do, knowing that your performance might be the only thing keeping you safe. It's the kind of psychological torture that makes regular torture look straightforward. The specifics of today's redirect examination are worth examining because Prosecutor Comey apparently went full throttle. Court reporters described it as hammering and rapid, creating one of the most intense exchanges of the Sean Combs trial thus far. This isn't some gentle questioning. This is a prosecutor who knows they've got the goods and wants to make damn sure the jury understands exactly what they're looking at. When federal prosecutors start hammering, it usually means they smell blood in the water. And can we talk about the money for a second? Because Combs is still paying $10,000 a month for Jane's rent. He's covering the costs of her 5,300-square-foot home. When Tenney asks if Jane would give up her home to never have to participate in another hotel night, Jane can't immediately answer. It's described as a hard question for her, which is lawyer speak for, this woman is so financially trapped she can't even imagine freedom. This isn't love, folks. This is a hostage situation with really nice amenities. The financial control runs so deep that when Jane talks about other women in Combs' life, she breaks down sobbing. I was just made to be, just carry this impossible pressure, and they weren't asked to hold any of that pressure like I did, she says through tears. Translation. While she's being trafficked and traumatized, he's posting Instagram pics with young Miami like everything's peachy. The audacity is astronomical. It's like being held captive in a basement while your captor's hosting wine tastings upstairs. Now let's address the elephant in the courtroom, this text message about persuasion. When a grown man is texting escorts instructions on how to convince his girlfriend to have sex with him, we've left the realm of kinky, consensual fun and entered federal crime territory. This isn't 50 Shades of Grey. This is 50 Shades of Call Your Lawyer. The fact that Jane never knew about these behind-the-scenes negotiations makes it even more sinister. She thought she was dealing with one manipulator when really there was a whole team strategizing against her. The specific message to an escort named Paul reads, Emma needs you to persuade her regarding Jane's participation in a hotel night. Think about the implications of that for a second. This isn't just asking someone to participate, it's acknowledging that she needs to be convinced, that her default answer would be no, that external pressure must be applied. It's literally evidence of knowledge that consent wasn't freely given. Prosecutors must have been doing backflips when they found this text. Jane's testimony about the Cassie video deserves its own moment here. She testified that seeing the 2016 surveillance footage of Combs allegedly assaulting Cassie Ventura changed everything for her. This is crucial because it establishes a pattern. What Jane experienced wasn't unique or isolated. It was part of Combs' alleged playbook. When one victim sees another victim's experience and recognizes their own trauma in it, that's powerful evidence of systematic behavior. But wait, there's more drama brewing with juror number 6. The prosecution wants this juror gone for lack of candor with the court, which is fancy legal talk for we think they lied about something. The defense is fighting it tooth and nail, especially since this juror is one of the few black members on the panel. Given that Combs' lawyer Mark Agnifilo already accused prosecutors of bias for striking black jurors during selection, this is turning into a trial within a trial. It's like watching someone juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Eventually, something's going to catch fire. The judge, Arun Subramanian, is giving the defense time to respond in writing, which suggests he's taking this seriously. Removing a juror mid-trial isn't something courts do lightly. It can be grounds for appeal. It can cause a mistrial. It can throw the whole thing into chaos. But if a juror lied during voir dire or has been compromised somehow, keeping them is even worse. It's the kind of decision that keeps judges up at night, probably wondering why they didn't go into tax law instead. The timing of all this is fascinating, too. Prosecutors just announced they might rest their case by next Wednesday, way ahead of schedule. They've been condensing their case and cutting witnesses, which in trial speak means we think we've got him dead to rights with just Cassie and Jane. When prosecutors start cutting witnesses, it's usually because they're so confident in what they have that adding more would be like putting a hat on a hat on a hat. This accelerated timeline is significant for several reasons. First, it suggests the prosecution believes they've established their pattern clearly with just two main witnesses. Second, it means the defense has less time to prepare their rebuttal. Third, it puts pressure on Combs to decide quickly whether he'll testify. Every day that passes with these allegations hanging in the air unchallenged is another day the jury marinates in the prosecution's narrative. Throughout all this, Combs sits there in his light orange sweater and khakis, looking like he's headed to a country club luncheon instead of potentially spending the rest of his life in federal prison. Observers say he's mouthing words to supporters, dabbing his eyes with tissues, though whether from tears or just general eye irritation is anyone's guess. His mom, sister, and three sons are there watching this whole mess unfold. At one point, during a break, he asks his mother if she's eaten, which is both weirdly normal and completely surreal given that she just heard testimony about her son allegedly orchestrating sexual coercion. The family dynamics in the courtroom are worth considering. His sons, Justin, Christian, and Quincy, have been regular fixtures at the trial. Imagine being in your 20s or 30s and sitting through detailed testimony about your father allegedly forcing women into sexual encounters with male escorts. The cognitive dissonance must be overwhelming. Do you support your father because he's family? Do you believe the women testifying? How do you reconcile the man who raised you with the monster being described in court? The defense strategy seems to be, yeah, it was weird, but it was consensual weird. They keep pointing to text messages where Jane expressed love for Combs to the fact that she's still accepting his money. But here's the thing about abusive relationships that apparently needs explaining in 2025. Victims often express love for their abusers. Financial dependence is a tool of control, not evidence of consent. It's like saying someone chose to stay in a burning building because they kept breathing the smoke. Tenney tried to paint Jane as someone who benefited from the relationship, someone who got a nice house and financial security. But Jane's response cuts through that narrative like a hot knife through butter. When asked if she'd return everything, all the money, all the gifts, if it meant never having to have sex with another man during their relationship, her answer was unequivocal. Of course she would. The money was never the point. The money was the chain. Jane made it crystal clear she expects nothing from this testimony except to go home and presumably shower for about 6 months. "Because I was subpoenaed and I'm here," she said, when asked why she's testifying. No book deal, no movie rights, no exclusive interview with Oprah. Just a woman who got dragged into federal court to relive what sounds like years of systematic abuse and manipulation. The revelation that Combs was allegedly coordinating with escorts behind Jane's back adds a whole new layer to the sex trafficking charges. This isn't just about coercing someone into sexual acts. It's about creating an entire conspiracy to break down someone's will. It's the difference between pushing someone into a pool and organizing a synchronized swimming routine to drag them under. What's particularly damning is the infrastructure involved. This wasn't spontaneous or occasional. There were systems in place, regular escorts with names like Paul and Anton, coded language like hotel nights, financial arrangements that created dependency, secret communications to coordinate manipulation. This is organized crime, wearing designer clothes and throwing yacht parties. The physical evidence matters here, too. We're not just dealing with he said, she said. There are text messages, financial records, patterns of behavior that can be documented and verified. When Jane talks about welts and black eyes, when she describes specific incidents with specific people on specific dates, that's the kind of testimony that prosecutors dream about. It's concrete, it's corroborated, and it's incredibly hard to explain away. And can we acknowledge how bizarre it is that after 6 days of testimony about violence, coercion, and sexual trafficking, Jane hugs both attorneys before leaving? That's Trauma Response 101, when you've been conditioned to please everyone, even testifying against your abuser, becomes a performance where you need to make sure nobody's upset with you. The fact that she gave Combs a death glare on her way out might be the most honest moment in her entire testimony. The psychology of that moment is worth unpacking. Here's a woman who just spent 6 days detailing horrific abuse, and her instinct is still to be polite, to hug the people who put her through this ordeal. It speaks to how deeply the need to appease has been ingrained in her. But that glare at Combs, that's the real Jane breaking through, the woman who's finally found enough distance and support to show her actual feelings. The prosecution saying they're almost done presenting their case is huge. If they rest by next Wednesday, we could see a verdict before the 4th of July. Imagine trying to enjoy fireworks knowing you might be headed to federal prison for sex trafficking, though given what we've heard, Combs probably has very different associations with things that go bang anyway. The witnesses still to come are intriguing. Two more fact witnesses plus a summary witness to tie everything together. The summary witness is particularly important. They'll connect the dots, show the patterns, make sure the jury understands that what they're looking at isn't isolated incidents, but a criminal enterprise. It's like the prosecution is saying, in case you missed it, let us draw you a picture of exactly how this was sex trafficking. This accelerated timeline suggests prosecutors think they've made their case with just two main witnesses. When you can paint a picture of systematic abuse, financial control, and sexual coercion with just two people's testimony, why muddy the waters with more? It's like proving someone's a terrible cook. You don't need to taste every dish they've ever made, just the one that gave everyone food poisoning. The big question now is whether Combs will testify in his own defense. Given that his alleged victim just revealed secret text messages instructing escorts to persuade her, taking the stand might be like volunteering to step on a landmine. But if he doesn't testify, the jury's left with Jane's powerful testimony ringing in their ears. It's the kind of catch-22 that makes defense attorneys reach for the antacids. If Combs does testify, imagine the cross-examination. Mr. Combs, can you explain what you meant by persuade her? Mr. Combs, why were you communicating with escorts about your girlfriend without her knowledge? Mr. Combs, can you explain the pattern of violence followed by sexual encounters with hired men? Every question would be a trap, every answer a potential disaster. The defense's witness list remains a mystery, but they're facing an uphill battle. How do you counter testimony about secret messages and financial control? Character witnesses saying Combs is a great guy? Other women saying their relationships with him were consensual? The problem is that trafficking one person is still trafficking, even if you treated everyone else wonderfully. As we wait for tomorrow's hearing on the juror situation, one thing's becoming clear. This trial is moving fast and hitting hard. The prosecution seems confident they've proven their case. The defense is scrambling to control the narrative, and somewhere in Los Angeles, every celebrity with questionable bedroom habits is probably updating their lawyer's retainer agreements. The broader implications of this trial extend far beyond Combs himself. This is about how power and money can be weaponized in relationships. It's about how financial control can be just as effective as physical chains. It's about how consent obtained through manipulation and coercion isn't consent at all. The entertainment industry is watching this case closely. because it could redefine how we understand abuse in relationships where there's a significant power imbalance. Jane's testimony today wasn't just damaging. It was devastating. The image of a woman so broken by systematic abuse that she can't even imagine giving up the financial support that keeps her trapped, that's going to stick with jurors. The secret messages coaching escorts on how to manipulate her, that's conspiracy in writing. The pattern of violence followed by coerced sexual encounters, that's the trafficking playbook, chapter and verse. The fact that this is happening in federal court matters too. This isn't state charges that might get pleaded down or dismissed. Federal sex trafficking charges carry serious mandatory minimums. The feds don't bring cases they don't think they can win, and they especially don't bring high-profile cases unless they're confident. The resources dedicated to this prosecution suggest they believe they have Combs dead to rights. So what happens next? Tomorrow we deal with the juror drama, which could delay things or could be resolved quickly. Then maybe two more witnesses before the prosecution rests. After that, it's the defense's turn to convince 12 people that what sounds like sex trafficking was actually just alternative lifestyle choices. Good luck with that, especially when your client's been caught literally texting instructions on how to coerce his girlfriend. The defense might argue that Jane was a willing participant who enjoyed the lifestyle and the financial benefits. They might point to her continued acceptance of money as evidence that she wasn't really a victim. They might try to paint this as a consensual, if unconventional, relationship between adults, but those text messages about persuasion are going to be hard to explain away. You don't need to persuade someone who wants to do something. This trial isn't just about Sean Combs anymore. It's about power, control, and what happens when someone thinks their money and fame put them above the law. It's about victims finding their voices even when they're still financially dependent on their abusers. It's about the difference between kinky and criminal, between persuasion and coercion, between love and captivity. If Jane's testimony today proved anything, it's that the government came to play. They've got receipts, they've got witnesses, and they've got text messages that make Combs look less like a music mogul and more like a criminal mastermind who thought he was too big to fail. As we head into what might be the final week of the prosecution's case, one thing's certain: Sean Diddy Combs is learning that when the feds come knocking, all the champagne and hotel nights in the world won't save you from the truth. The real tragedy here is that Jane's story probably isn't unique. If the prosecution's theory is correct, she's one of many women who found themselves trapped in Combs's web of money, manipulation, and coercion. The fact that she's still financially dependent on him even while testifying against him shows just how effective these tactics can be. It takes incredible courage to speak truth to power when that power is still paying your rent. As this trial races toward its conclusion, we're watching more than just a legal proceeding. We're watching a reckoning. The music industry, Hollywood, the entire entertainment complex is being forced to confront how power dynamics can corrupt relationships and enable abuse. Whether Combs is convicted or acquitted, the stories that have emerged from this trial have already changed the conversation about consent, coercion, and control in the age of Me Too. Tomorrow's hearing on the juror issue could throw a wrench in everything, or it could be quickly resolved. Either way, we're approaching the end of the prosecution's case, and the picture they've painted is disturbing, detailed, and supported by documentary evidence. The defense has their work cut out for them, and Sean Diddy Combs has some serious explaining to do, if he dares take the stand at all.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep
into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.